Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, March 16th. The following report is based on press releases sent to KVNF News, as well as reporting from several sources, including the Denver Post, the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, the Delta County Independent, and the Aspen Times. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment confirmed 30 new positive cases of COVID-19 in Colorado, based on overnight test results. As of March 15th, that brings the total number of positive cases in the state to 131. Following Center for Disease Control regulations, all presumptive positive cases are now considered positive. The test results include 25 from the state lab and 5 from private testing facilities that are receiving samples from healthcare providers. The state can confirm completed test results on 758 people by the state lab since testing started on February 28th. In Aspen, site of the largest cluster of coronavirus cases in the state, local health officials have stopped testing individuals for COVID-19 due to resource constraints. And experts have also said that a test doesn't constitute treatment anyway. Instead, officials urge people who have symptoms of COVID-19, the new coronavirus that is now being spread community-wide, to stay home for 14 days. Those who have severe symptoms and are in the vulnerable population of being elderly or have health issues like compromised immune systems are asked to call their physician first or Pitkin County's Incident Management Team's hotline at 970-429-6186, where they will all be pre-screened. In Montrose, Montrose County School District made the decision to close all schools in the district effective Friday, March 13th, through the end of spring break, April 12th. The status of the district will be re-evaluated by that time to determine if school can resume. This decision was made in part out of an abundance of caution for Montrose students, staff, and community. There are no confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Montrose County at this time. Members of the Montrose City Council, along with senior staff, convened an emergency work session on Saturday, March 14th. The purpose of that meeting was to discuss the city's emergency management protocols in response to the novel coronavirus, COVID-19. The discussion was led by City Manager Bill Bell and Montrose Police Chief Blaine Hall. In Delta, Delta County School District 50J has made the decision to close all Delta schools through March 27th due to coronavirus concerns. In a statement released to the public, Superintendent Karen Gibson stated that, quote, Delta County School District, with the support of the Delta County Health Department, is closing schools March 16th through March 27th as a way to mitigate the potential spread of COVID-19 virus and to promote the safety of our community, end quote. A recorded phone call alert went out to parents of Delta school students as well. The status of the school district will be reevaluated on a daily basis in collaboration with our local partners during the closure to determine when our schools and activities can resume. The statement said, please visit our website, deltaschools.com, and Facebook page for regular updates. And this is from Delta County Memorial Hospital. Due to an increase in caution and protection for patients, employees, and Delta County residents, Delta Hospital is verbally screening for all individuals prior to entering the hospital and hospital clinics starting today, Monday, March 16th. The hospital and clinics will remain open for normal business hours, but patients must ring the doorbell at the clinics to be verbally screened before entering. The hospital encourages patients to first call their doctor if they have concerns about COVID-19 for a phone screening and further instructions before going to see their doctor. Additionally, as of Monday, March 16th, Delta Hospital will be directing all positively screened patients to Delta Hospital Urgent Care, the coronavirus influenza testing and collection site located across from the hospital at 155 Stafford Lane. Once residents arrive at urgent care, they are being asked to please remain in their car and call 970-874-7696 and wait for further instructions. Scheduled patients at the Delta County Hospital and clinics are being asked to arrive a few minutes in advance of their appointment to allow adequate time for the verbal screening. Internally, Delta County Hospital has informed their providers, clinics, and staff regarding how to treat and educate patients about COVID-19 while minimizing exposure. Access to community meetings in the hospital education classrooms are also being suspended until further notice. Per the Center for Disease Control's recommended precautionary measures, Delta Hospital is encouraging residents to wash their hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, avoid close contact with people who are sick, avoid touching their eyes, nose, and mouth, and stay home if you are sick. Delta Hospital is working closely with the Delta County Health Department in their preparedness efforts and encourages residents to contact their hotline at 970-874-2172 if you have any questions. From Capitol Coverage, Scott Franz tells us that the state legislature considered closing its session last Friday.
Leaders from both parties are also asking the state Supreme Court whether they could extend the legislative session past May 6th if they do take a recess. Representative Patrick Neville says the Capitol building often sees thousands of visitors a day, and lawmakers, quote, have a duty to protect them. It isn't clear yet how long a recess would last. Before they leave the Capitol, lawmakers are rushing to pass a bill that would allow county assemblies to be rescheduled to combat the spread of the coronavirus. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
And then on Saturday, state lawmakers adjourned for at least 2 weeks because of the coronavirus. The legislative session at the state Capitol is suspended until at least March 30th. And in more Capitol coverage, Scott Franz was there when Governor Jared Polis announced last Friday that all large gatherings in Colorado are canceled.
Polis says gatherings of more than 250 people should be canceled unless organizers can prove attendees will be at least 6 feet away from each other. He's also calling on retired doctors and nurses to re-enter the workforce to help handle an expected surge of coronavirus cases.
Many Coloradans will get it. You're going to get it, or a friend will get it, or a family member. Somebody you know is going to have coronavirus. They were very likely to have minor symptoms. They will have to remain isolated in their home. Our goal is to spread it out and protect the most vulnerable population, our seniors and those whose lives are at risk.
The announcement came after the number of recorded coronavirus cases in Colorado rose above 70. But Polis says there are likely hundreds, if not thousands, of other residents who have the virus but have not been tested. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, March 16th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.